Could survival in metastatic pancreatic cancer finally be improving? Find out about this and more in today's PeerDirect Medical News Podcast. I'm your host, Senior VP of Medical Director, Dr. Tim Wright, coming to you today from Cape Cod, Massachusetts. Here are today's stories. New phase 3 data are signaling a potential breakthrough in one of the most challenging malignancies, metastatic pancreatic cancer. Results from the global RESOLUTE 302 trial demonstrate that the investigational oral agent daraxonrasib significantly improves survival in patients with previously treated metastatic pancreatic ductal adenocarcinoma. In the study, median overall survival was 13.2 months with daraxonrasib compared to 6.7 months with standard chemotherapy, representing a substantial reduction in risk of death. Progression-free survival was also significantly improved, and the therapy was generally well tolerated with no new safety signals identified. Daraxonrasib is a first-in-class inhibitor targeting RAS(ON) proteins, long considered one of the most difficult pathways to effectively target in oncology. Given that more than 90% of pancreatic cancers are driven by RAS mutations, these findings represent a potential transformative advance. If confirmed and approved, this therapy could redefine treatment for a disease where survival gains have historically been limited. In our next story, we learn about new phase 3 data that are advancing the role of antibody-drug conjugates in triple-negative breast cancer. In the TROPION-Breast02 trial, datopotamab deruxtecan demonstrates significant improvements in both progression-free and overall survival compared with standard chemotherapy in patients with previously untreated advanced triple-negative breast cancer. Median progression-free survival was 10.8 months with datopotamab deruxtecan versus 5.6 months with chemotherapy, while overall survival improved 23.7 months compared with 18.7 months. Importantly, response rates were higher, and treatment discontinuation rates due to adverse events were lower with the antibody-drug conjugate. These findings are particularly relevant for patients who are not candidates for immunotherapy, a population that represents a substantial portion of those with triple-negative disease. As the treatment landscape continues to evolve, this study supports a growing role for targeted therapies in the first-line setting and reinforces the expanding impact of the ADCs across oncology. And finally, a new Cochrane review is raising important questions about the real-world impact of anti-amyloid therapies in Alzheimer's disease. Analyzing data from 17 randomized clinical trials involving nearly 20,000 patients with mild cognitive impairment or early Alzheimer's dementia, investigators found that these therapies produced little to no clinically meaningful benefit on cognition or disease progression. While some agents demonstrated statistically significant slowing of decline, the magnitude of effect fell below thresholds generally considered meaningful for patients and caregivers. At the same time, treatment was associated with an increased risk of adverse events, including amyloid-related imaging abnormalities, or ARIA, raising ongoing concerns about safety and monitoring burden. These findings come at a time when anti-amyloid therapies have gained regulatory approval and increasing clinical use, creating a clear tension between statistical outcomes and real-world clinical relevance. For clinicians, this underscores the importance of shared decision-making, balancing modest potential benefits against risk, cost, and the logistic demands of therapy. And that's today's medical news. Thank you for joining us for this episode of PeerDirect Medical News Podcast. For more stories like these, visit us at PeerDirect.com. Thoughts, comments, or suggestions, please leave us a review on your preferred listening platform or email us at editorial@PeerDirect.com. Listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also download our Amazon Alexa Flash Briefing medical news roundup and just ask, "What's my flash briefing?" Thanks today to Sean Mullen, Norm Dion, and Bryce City for production assistance. Join me next time for an episode where we'll cover the latest stories in the world of medicine.